From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, a new alternative to payday loans and the StoryCorps tale of a couple who grew closer after divorce. We start with a financial settlement in the case of the first Ebola patient in Dallas. The family of Thomas Eric Duncan and Texas Presbyterian Hospital said today that they've settled. When Duncan first showed up at the emergency room, he was sent home with antibiotics. 2 days later, Duncan returned very sick. He died last month. We don't know how much money is involved, but the settlement will help take care of Duncan's 4 children, including 2 in Africa. Presbyterian is also creating a memorial fund that will help Ebola victims in Africa. Duncan family attorney Les Weisbrod appreciates how hospital officials responded.
They've apologized. They've said what went wrong. They have changed policies and procedures.
Duncan's nephew, Josephus Weeks, agrees Presbyterian did the honorable thing.
We as humans, we are not perfect. We make errors. But it's how you recover from your errors that make you who you are. Texas Health Presbyterian, I took the initiative to go ahead and make this situation a better situation so that we can all move forward.
In a statement, Presbyterian officials said it has been a terribly sad, difficult, and trying time for Duncan's relatives. Duncan's family hopes to see a book or a movie produced that explores his life. Tomorrow in Dallas, a national conference called Facing Race kicks off a 3-day conversation about race in America. Today on Think, Dallas Police Chief David Brown talked to Chris Boyd about how his department is trying to build trust with the people it serves.
How much do you think that racial divisions in this community are related to or exacerbated by social class and economic status?
As much as we allow it to be. I think it can dominate the conversation, and you can never get to a solution because of the earned history, some of the things that police officers have done that weren't right. But we've got to get past that conversation in order to have a better outcome. We can't be held captive to history.
Does moving past that sense of, you know, justifiable outrage, does that require like one more sacrifice from the black community?
I hope not. And venting is good. I've sat through a lot of vent sessions at churches and rec centers where people just scream and yell at me for an hour. But I try to wait to a calm moment in the session of venting to say, how can you help me?
What happens then?
Usually I get someone in the audience volunteering to do something. I said, I need your help with programming with your kids. And once you do something for somebody's child, I don't care what the historical perspective is, you have an open door to great dialogue and greater outcomes in those communities.
The Facing Race Conference runs through Saturday. Think re-airs tonight at 9, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. In a financial bind, some folks turn to payday or car title lenders. There are about 175 of them in Dallas alone, offering quick cash at a serious cost. An alternative was unveiled today by the City of Dallas and an Austin-based lender to small businesses. As part of KERA's ongoing series, One Crisis Away, Sam Baker sits down with Rosa Rios Valdez, the head of Business and Community Lenders of Texas, BCL for short.
The interest rates can be in excess of 400%. And the payments are due in about 10 days. So oftentimes the families aren't able to make those payments in 10 days. And then the outcome is that it revolves another time and fees are assessed some more. And the interest rate, that excessive interest rate, continues.
Conventional banks usually are not an option in these cases.
They could be an option, but the families are in a pinch. They need a decision quickly. Mm. And conventional banks require an application and copies of your pay stubs, and it takes days, perhaps a week or two.
So what is the alternative to payday lending that you're offering?
If an employer is enrolled with BCL of Texas in this Community Loan Center of Dallas, then any of their employees can apply online for our service. They can borrow up to $1,000. Our interest rate is disclosed. We have a cap at 18%. The only fee that we charge is $20, one time only. It is an unsecured loan, no credit checks. What we're verifying is their employment. And the advantage that the customer has is that we provide consumer counseling, credit counseling, if they want it. And so our goal is perhaps that they can learn how to budget better, anticipate emergencies, and seek better alternatives to payday lending.
What more could be done or should be done to address this?
Two things are happening. We're collaborating with the Community Loan Centers of Texas, and we will have similar programs across the state. But we really need a policy issue where the legislature puts families and their needs for borrowing fairly as a priority, and that hasn't happened.
What has prevented the legislature from acting so far?
Well, we're all nonprofits, and we cannot lobby. Payday companies have huge lobby firms, and they have big coffers. We don't have that. What we do have are families, and what we do have now, we're excited with this new program. We have communities and leaders like Councilmember Allen and the Mayor Pro Tem and other members in this community. And so that's what it's going to take, a lot of footwork, a lot of advocacy on behalf of the families most in need, and persistence.
Rosa Rios Valdez, thank you so much for being
here.
You're
welcome. It's my pleasure.
A week from tomorrow, the StoryCorps mobile van opens for business in Dallas's Arts District. Until then, we're airing StoryCorps' greatest Texas hits. This one comes from Houston in 2012. James Hanson Brown and Lisa Combes talked about how ending their marriage deepened their friendship.
We got married January 11th, 1986.
Right.
And the minister who married us told me, "You guys are the best matched couple I've ever talked to." I guess we were in our marriage for about a year when I started thinking that something was wrong. Emotionally, I was supported, but it was the physical side of things.
I was looking at everyone else going, "Why aren't we like that?" And one night, I had this realization and went, "I'm gay." Part of me was like, "No, this can't be, because I love Lisa."
And East Texas, that's not the most wonderful place to come out either.
Yeah, East Texas is definitely not the San Francisco of the South. So I was terrified. My mother had suspected I was gay all my life, but she wasn't quite supportive. Her idea was that, you know, gays should be rounded up and put on their own little island and left to die.
I remember when you told me that you were gay, I thought, "Oh, is that all?"
Actually, that's what you said. You said, "Oh my God, is that all? I thought we were growing apart and we've never really untangled our lives."
Our relationship really has helped me define unconditional love. One of the things that I want to say to you is thank you for having the courage to be honest with yourself and with me. Since then, you and I have both gone out and found relationships that are wonderful for us. Right after I had met Todd, you said you wished that I would let myself feel love again and to allow myself to be loved like I deserved. And so Todd owes you a debt of thanks, because that was when I realized that he was the guy that I wanted to marry. I remember just how thankful I was that you understood me that well.
We are best friends. You have to have someone like that in your life and that you can count on in any situation, and that you completely love and know that they completely love you. Just in this case, it doesn't happen to be my wife.
That was James Hanson Brown and Lisa Combes in 2012. StoryCorps will be in Dallas next week. Find out how you can share your story at kera.org. For the evening, mostly cloudy skies, a low near 28. Tomorrow should be partly sunny, high near 42. It's 36 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.